In over 20 years of practicing hospital medicine, I've often joked that my hospital actually has three personalities. Monday through Friday, it was the finest institution in the state. But in evenings, it becomes another hospital. And on the weekends, you might as well change the name on the door. Studies have shown again and again that patients have good reason to be worried about being in a hospital during the weekends. Weekend stays tend to bring increases in complications and even mortality. In the next two episodes of Modern Practice, we'll examine the reasons behind this weekend effect and what you could do to address it. I'm Dr. Tom Villanueva, and joining me are Eric Birch and Dr. Aman Sabharwal. Eric, tell us a little bit about your background and your current role.
Thanks, Tom. My name is Eric Birch. I am an RN clinically. My background is mostly hospital operations. I've been both a chief nurse, chief operating officer of both community and large academic medical centers. My current role is principal for our clinical operations team under Advisory Solutions.
Thanks, Eric. And Aman, how about you?
Thanks, Tom. My name is Aman Sabharwal. I'm a hospitalist by background, trained and practiced at the University of Miami Jackson Health System. I've been with Vizient for 9 years now, and I oversee our clinical consulting, clinical documentation improvement teams.
Thank you both for joining us today. So let's get right to it. Now, I already told you my opinion behind the weekend effect, but is it real?
Absolutely. Many of our organizations face challenges with patients and their care throughout the week, but in particular related to weekend days. What we find is some of the issues are really around lack of coverage, diagnostic testing, and this causes a lot of challenges with patient flow, patient throughput, as well as outcomes.
So what I think you're trying to say, it's mostly due in large part to staffing.
Definitely a large part due to staffing, but I think it's important to understand the causes. So there are multiple causes of weekend effect. I think it's important for organizations to really peel back the onion and take a close look to see how those causes affect their operations and really make changes to improve the patient's outcomes.
Okay, I think I understand, but you can't fix what you can't measure. Was there any data to support this?
Hey, Tom, this is Ahmed. I'll answer that. You know, there's been several studies out there that, you know, make patients worry about wanting to go to the hospital on the weekend. Particularly, there was a study in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology that looked at outcomes of patients that suffered from cardiac arrest. And this study looked at about 150,000 patients and covered about 500 hospitals. What was interesting about it, Tom, was that during what they call off hours, we saw that patients had a 4% lower chance of survival, particularly those patients that suffered cardiac arrest. There was another interesting study that I recently read in the Journal of Hospital Medicine that showed that patients that were admitted on weekends had a 20% increased risk of mortality. So we do think it's a real issue.
Aman, you received the information from the Journal of Hospital Medicine, and you and I have a background in the field. Does staffing our fellow hospitalists on the weekends factor into this?
Absolutely, Tom. That plays a key role. What I've seen around the country as I look at hospitalist programs is they are all staffed differently on weekends. Some of them maintain a full staff and some of them go down to a skeleton crew.
Any data to suggest whether it's mostly providers or mostly ancillary staff causing most of this? Or could it be a combination of both?
Weekend staffing is a huge driver of the weekend effect. I think a lot of organizations really look at weekends as a slower pace, therefore their staffing does reflect that. While the actual patient care hours may remain the same across each day of the week, certain services such as diagnostic testing, case management, physical therapy may look at less hours or actually an on-call type of approach to care during the weekends.
Eric and Aman, you bring up a very good point, but let's dive in a little deeper on what's behind this phenomenon known as the weekend effect. You mentioned first staffing, but can you elaborate a little bit more?
So Tom, I think there are three things that are predominantly behind the weekend effect. One being weekend staffing, lack of diagnostic testing, and transitions of care. The other component, which Dr. Sabharwal can answer, is around the actual physicians and providers.
Yeah, no different from, you know, case management and ancillaries. We see around the country that the physician staffing tends to also change on the weekends, much like it does at nights. For example, and when you look at a hospitalist group that's seven on or seven off, not every organization runs a seven on, seven off program. Some of them go down to fewer hospitalists on the weekends. Thus, those teams have to carry more patients. It makes them less efficient. In addition to that, we find that there's a lack of certain specialists on the weekends that will only come in emergent cases. We oftentimes hear around the country that it's difficult to get an endocrine consult or an infectious disease consult on the weekends. Another big thing with the docs is when they change service, do they change service on Monday? Do they change service on, you know, what day of the week? And those that change service on Monday, we tend to see fewer discharges occurring over the weekends. Another thing with weekends that's very different than the weekdays is the rounding times. Oftentimes docs tend to come and round a little bit later in the day and don't necessarily, if they're on a 12-hour shift, work a full 12-hour shift. They may be having reduced shift hours on the weekends as well. So the physician component definitely compounds with the ancillary and the diagnostics as well.
You know, it's always been frustrating for me. Say I have somebody I need to test over the weekend, especially if they're in the observation unit, and there's a lack of diagnostic testing available. Eric, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. That's a huge frustration for our members and providers across the country. There are significant challenges when you're trying to make clinical decisions as to whether to advance a patient into an inpatient care setting versus discharging them around diagnostic testing. For example, somebody that comes in with a chest pain and you're trying to rule out an MI without stress test or echo or certain key diagnostic tests, it can delay the process. It also could impact the actual care that these patients are receiving.
Amin, you mentioned how in programs where the hospital has changed service on Mondays have a greater weekend effect. Are there other specialties we need to keep in mind?
Well, really any specialty that's transitioning from on to off or an off to on service, we need to really look at, you know, we find around the country that the handoff process could use a lot of optimization. So when one physician is going off service and the new physician's coming on service, oftentimes their handoff is on them to go through the electronic medical record and figure out what's going on with the patient. Whereas if there's, you know, better hardwired communication between the offgoing and oncoming services, it helps to keep the patient progression in play. And, you know, particularly when it comes to patients that are getting ready for discharge or needing to go into the post-acute. And Eric can probably talk more about how that impacts those kinds of cases.
Absolutely, Amin. The challenges around patient progression through the care delivery model is compounded when there is a weekend day or weekend involved in the patient's stay. Many organizations face challenges around post-acute care. Organizations don't accept patients on weekends, or there's the lack of staff to get those patients transitioned to that area. What we find with our members is that a significant issue across the country. There are ways to mitigate that. And I think through better planning with the provider, the physician provider, as well as the post-acute organization that these patients are going to is key here. The driver of that a lot of the times is case management. And so while the staffing may change on weekends with case management, it's really important for them to understand what the plan is for the patient, what's the plan for the entire stay, and how they can facilitate a seamless transition to other areas of care.
You know, there's something we hear quite frequently around the nation, and I certainly experienced this in my practice. It's also important to mention that at the time of this recording, we're still under the waivers with the pandemic, and hospitals can actually bill for time waiting for a transfer to a SNF. Any comment behind that?
Yes, I think this COVID pandemic has really exacerbated the issues. It not only is a matter of accepting patients or the patient having the right resources to be approved for placement, but there's also consumerism that we have to think about. Many patients are actually afraid to go to SNFs and the post-acute care world because of the impact COVID has had on those patients. Many organizations are thinking outside the box to really begin beefing up their home health services to provide a level of rehabilitative care to avoid patients having to transition to a post-acute care stay such as SNF or rehab.
So Eric, can hospitals accurately assess the extent this is going on?
I think there's two key paths to assessing the extent of the weekend effect on hospital operations as well as their patients. I think the first thing that needs to happen is a robust quantitative analysis. That's taking a look at your data to see what's going on with those patients that have a weekend day or a complete weekend within their stay. there are multiple things that you can look at within those patient populations, such as progression of care. Length of stay is always a key indicator. What we find when we work with organizations is most organizations tend to have a higher length of stay on Mondays and Tuesdays. This can compound a lot of bottlenecking and patient flow issues, but also can affect those patients coming into the organization during the days of the week and the resources needed to care for everyone. Once you have a really robust analysis of these indicators, the next thing you really need to do is take a qualitative analysis. This really involves interviewing key stakeholders and observing workflows and processes. Like Dr. Sabwal mentioned earlier, providers take the brunt of frustration as they're trying to create a plan of care for their patients, provide them what they need, and get those diagnostic tests so they can make decisions that will impact the care. This is really important as you're looking at waste within systems. A great tool is to really observe and create a workflow process to understand where bottlenecks may occur, how those are affecting the data, and gives you the ability to set up some leading indicators that you can track, monitor, and adjust as you go about addressing the issues within your system.
So not only would you have to look at the quantitative data, which makes sense to me, but you also need to understand what the qualitative issues are as well. Amin, as a physician, what's your perspective?
So, you know, being a hospitalist myself, I'm a little bit biased on how we go about doing the qualitative piece of it. In most organizations, your hospitalists are your full-time in-house physician, medical staff, and in a lot of places as well, those hospitalists are providing co-management for the surgical patients. It's rare these days for hospitals to not be co-managing surgical patients and thus pretty much have the entire census on their service. So it's really crucial to have those conversations with your hospitalists and the advanced practice providers that support them. They're the ones that are really ordering all the tests. They're the ones that have the firsthand experience and the knowledge of what's going on the weekends and even at night. So it's really imperative to get with them and just listen to them and hear their voice and, you know, hear what their frustrations are. What tests are they not able to get on the weekends? What procedures they're not able to get? What consultants they're not able to reach on the weekends? So when you combine all that with what Eric was talking about, you know, you really are going to identify the sources of the waste and the delays in care, which ultimately lead to poor outcomes and increased healthcare costs.
That's a great point. You know, I often said that if you have a hospitalist program that's truly engaged and embedded and involved, they are the drivers of care in your institution. You have to listen to their voice. Eric and Amin, we've reached the end of this episode, but we'll have you back in the next episode to finish our discussion. Thanks for taking the time for joining us today. And to our listeners, please join us for other Modern Practice podcasts on the Vizient Medical Leadership Channel. Subscribe today, like us, or send us your comments. Also, please listen and subscribe to the SG2 Perspective, the podcast on the latest in healthcare strategies. I'm Dr. Tom Villanueva. Thank you so much for listening.